guys, welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach.
And we're so stoked to be back today, and we hope it sounds a million times better for our listeners.
Guys.
Listeners.
Guys, this has been the biggest pain in our freaking butts.
Truly, guys. You have no idea the blood, sweat, and tears we've put into finding the right audio setup for us.
You would think that somebody would have had a TikTok that's like, oh, you want to start a podcast? Buy this. No.
I was literally just telling Rachel, I wish we knew somebody that had a Mac like us and could say, you need to buy this, this, and this. It would have made our lives so much easier, but no, we were doing so much research trying to figure out the right setup for us. Like, we did have two mics originally, but the mics weren't compatible with our Mac. So many different things. We had to buy an audio interface. If you guys are in the audio world, you'll probably be like, duh. Well, no. You should have reached out and helped us because we were struggling.
Truly, I was like, are we dumb? Does everybody else know this except us? And the thing was, I have the money. Take my money. Just figure it out for me. We're watching YouTube videos. We're getting Lawrence in. I'm getting my my brother-in-law and my brother, who are both in IT. I'm like, what is going on?
Literally. It was really hard, but we figured it out.
Hopefully it sounds so amazing. Our last episode, we're probably going to take down. The quality was just so bad. And remember what you said, though? You were like, I don't want to put it out if it's not my best work.
Yes. If it's not my best, that's the thing about me. I don't want to put my name on it if it's not
amazing.
And I'm super proud of it. In last week's episode, I loved the content in it and what we spoke about, but the actual
quality
was terrible. So I hope this is so much better. We actually have two mics. We'll post on our Instagram. The setup is so vibes.
Now,
I feel so professional.
I know. Now we can like sit on the couch. We were sitting on the floor sharing one mic.
Yeah,
it was so bad, guys. It was bad. But you know what? You live and you learn.
Yes, we learned. And we've learned, like, literally, think how much we've learned so
far. I know.
I know
how to use Adobe Audition now. And the great thing is it's like a one and done situation. Mm-hmm. Like, we just buy the mics and now we're good to go.
Yep.
And, like, we're going to have some guests on this year. One of our goals, and we'll talk about this, but one of our goals for the podcast is to have a guest on every single month. And we were like, we got to figure out the audio.
For sure. We have to figure it out before we have someone on and just have an actual setup so that when they come, they can be heard.
Yeah, and it's not.
We want them to be heard.
What did Lawrence say? Sounds like you guys are recording in a metal box. I said, literally, thank you. Thank you, Lawrence. I know that.
Yes. Yeah, so we just also want to thank all of those that have stuck around this far and have listened. Like, we really appreciate it so much. We love you guys. You're the real ones. And we hope it only goes up from here.
I know. And I think in hopefully a year we can look back and listen and laugh. Right now it's quite sensitive subject.
Yes, truly. Right now we're like,
we had to sit the husbands down. We had a husband business meeting and we were like, guys, we gotta drop a couple bands because this is freaking us out.
Yes,
which exactly. We didn't, it wasn't even that expensive.
Nope, it wasn't that expensive. So if anyone out there wants to start a podcast,
I know, I'll make a freaking video, but then literally, I feel like everyone's gonna be like, yeah, we knew this.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we're just dumb. Whatever.
Anyways,
just,
we appreciate you, but let's hear the updates, guys.
Yes. My first update is I finished school. Reagan. Well, when you hear this on Wednesday, I will, like, the semester will be over. But I turned in my final project. I've presented. I am done. So I'm so excited. I'm so happy. It doesn't feel real that I'm, like, never going back, but it feels real that the semester is over, and I'm super happy about it.
I know. I was just telling her, I'm like, you probably think this is just going to be like, oh, my Christmas break, and then you'll come back and be like, oh, school, but you have no school.
I know. I'm going to feel so free. Like, truly, I'm going to just, I can't wait. It's literally
maybe this will help
amazing
with your winter blues.
Yes, it will. It will be amazing. I'm so excited.
Is that all the gas money you'll save?
Yep. It's going to be amazing. No more going to Salt Lake. No more riding the train. Peace out to the front runner. It was fun.
It was not fun.
It was freezing.
Yeah. Okay. Also, last night, Reagan goes, what was your text? What are the chances you hop in your car and come to Hot Pilates with me right now? It was 5:45. I was like, on a Saturday. But guess what? I did go. And
yes,
I was so glad I did.
She came. It was so fun. Yeah. Last minute, I was sitting on the couch. We had just finished watching a movie. And I was like, there's nothing I want more than to go sit in that hot room and, like, stretch and, like, work out. So I texted Rachel and I was like, what are the odds? Because the class was empty. So I was like, what are the odds you come with me? And she was like,
I'll do a drop-in. Yeah. And Reagan has inspired me to get a membership. So I will be quitting my gym that I had a membership to for only 1 month. And
I just feel like it's, well, I don't know. This is just me personally. It's hard for me to go to the gym and know what to do and, like, have the motivation. Like, I just would be like, okay, I'm going to do a set of this. And then I'd be like, no, I'm done. I'm going to go home now. It's like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Like, going to a class, having somebody else prepare it for you, they tell you what to do. You know you're going to be there for 45 minutes. It's like, I'm going to work hard for these 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be done. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just so much more motivating to me.
I think before I had a kid, I liked the planning of it all because I did, like, 75 soft, I know, which is like a version of 75 hard, and it was like fun for me, but I'm like, my mental energy goes so many other places now that I have a kid that I'm like, I just want to go have someone tell me what to do. Like, I don't want to be the manager.
You literally don't have time to be writing that out.
No, anymore. I don't want to be the manager. I want to go and have my brain shut off. And also, it's just fun. I feel the workout, I feel the burn, and I'm not trying to get big and bulky. I'm trying to be petite and tiny. Okay, those are the vibes for 2020. Actually, those have been the vibes. I just haven't, whatever. But I want to do it. I feel really good, and it's fun to go and see you. Like, I think that'd be a great way to start my day. Is I'm like, oh, I just saw Reagan.
Yeah, it's so fun. The 8 a.m. classes are so nice. I just love starting my day that way, like waking up, getting it done. It's so amazing. I truly love it. So,
wait, I'm manifesting this brick canvas. Feel free to sponsor the podcast.
Sponsor us, because
can you imagine?
No, I would cry.
Like, imagine we get a code and it's like, use our code and get a free class, and then if they get a membership, we get like commission or something.
Dude, I would cry. Hey. I love the canvas.
Love you. Also, I'm the girl at the front day was so nice. What a great different experience.
I'm telling you, it's never like that. It's always young girls.
That girl must have been having a bad day, though.
Literally. It's always young, cute girls our age working it. So sweet, so nice.
I know.
It's that instructor. She's an instructor there.
She's just
her rude. Class is at 2:30 on Saturdays. Boycott that class. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Nobody
have her fired. No, I'm just kidding. But literally, yeah, it's just that girl. She's rude. She's just rude. I don't know what it is about her. I've literally never had a bad experience there except for that one time. It was so weird.
And I'm like, cool, first impression, but it's okay. I'm not one to hold grudges. Yes, I am, but it's fine.
But you see me go every day, so you're like, it can't be bad.
No, and Daily even was like, that was weird, but okay. Yeah. So anyways, it's fine. Another update is our holiday parties.
Yes, we both had holiday parties this week.
I know. What was yours again?
I had my work Christmas party, favorite things, and then I had Lawrence's work Christmas party.
His was a
poker night. Like, they brought in the tables and we all like got to gamble. They all gave us like $1,000 worth of chips. It was really cool. It was really fun.
Wait, that's fun.
It was super fun for the boys. Like, they love to gamble. Like, me, I'm like playing poker. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm here. But like, for the boys, it's like so fun. So it was fun to watch them play.
Aww.
And then my work favorite things, it was so cute, so fun. We made charms for our Summer Fridays lip gloss. Literally so cute. Summer Fridays, you've never tried?
No.
Oh, frick, I need to pull it out of my bag and you need to put it on your lips right now.
Have you done their like mask and the blue tube that everyone was like obsessed with in like 2022 or something?
No, I've just done their lip gloss.
I heard their mask is amazing.
Their lip gloss is amazing, so I can only imagine. So yeah, we did charms for the lip glosses, and then we did a favorite things exchange, and they like catered dinner. It was so yummy. I brought like really cute girly paddle balls. Hello. Pickleball paddles.
Wait, that's cute.
Like floral pickleball paddles and two balls, and the girls loved it. And then I got a candle warmer.
Yes.
And it's changed my life.
It's so cute.
It's fun, like a little vibey lamp, and I don't have to light my candle and I can just leave, and I put it on a timer.
Wait, like, that's 2 hours, so nice.
And it just stays on for 2 hours or whatever. You can change the time.
This is so bad, but the other night I accidentally left the candle on all night.
Lit?
Yeah.
Did it scare you?
I woke up and Ty goes, you left the candle on all night. But it's fine. Obviously, I'm alive. My house didn't burn down. but it's fine. I slept better knowing, though. I'm like, oh, yeah, my house burned down, by the way. Should I tell
that? Imagine.
No, but it was fine because it was at the very bottom of the candle. Oh, that's good. Yeah, and, like, it's in the middle of my kitchen on my island, so there's, like, nothing that could have caught fire. Very bad of me. Will not do again, trust.
Of course.
Ty sat me down and freaking mansplained to me. No, just
kidding. Okay. Well, maybe you need to invest in a candle warmer.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Literally, Amazon. The girl that brought that is from Amazon. And then I also got a really yummy set. I'm going to literally link this, guys, because I had never tried this. And it's Bath & Body Works soap, shower steamers, or body wash, shower steamers, and lotion. It's like this orange scent.
That sounds yummy.
So citrusy, so, like, so strong. Like, Lawrence was literally like, I came out of the shower, and he was like, that's just your body wash? And I'm like, yes, it's so strong, it's so yummy, I'm gonna link it.
Unfortunately, anything from Bath & Body Works gives me a headache.
And I fear there's probably not the best chemicals in those things.
That is, like, carcinogen number one, probably, but if you smell good, you know. Here's my thing with non-toxic. You got to pick and choose. You can't have it all. Otherwise, you're just, like, living in fear
and of everything. I got it gifted. What? I'm not going to use it?
No, that's true. Like, you don't think I would go out and buy something. It's specifically Bath & Body Works. Their stuff, like, hurts my head so bad.
Okay. And how was your holiday party? That's my update with my holiday parties.
Mine was fun. I was being lame. And I was like, Regan, I don't really want to go. I wasn't feeling myself. But lo and behold, did some self-tanner, and suddenly I felt like a new woman.
Every time.
Guess what? It takes maybe 5-10 minutes, Rachel. Don't be dramatic. And I'm trying to go through my self-tanning supply, so I really need to start doing it weekly. And I bought, I think it's like a Korean scrub mat thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it scrubs your self-tan off, mm-hmm. which is so nice. Because what I hated is I was like, well, I need a self-tan. It's Sunday night. But there's still some patches, so now I can just... But I know they have, like, eraser products, too, that I've seen. Yes,
definitely. They have come out with so much, like, which is stuff so nice. Self-tan. So, yeah, you should look into, like, the erase stuff, but...
Yeah. Right now, I'm using the Saint Tropez one. I love B-Tan, actually. Okay. It's, like, $10 at Walmart. It's very green when it goes on, which I love. But another one that I like is the Saint Tropez, the face mist. Because it has, like, hyaluronic acid in it, too. And then I need to figure out, I think it's Beauty by Earth. It's a self-tanner, but that one's non-toxic.
Oh, cool. And Salty Face.
I know. I heard Salty Face is fire. Their it's face not toxic. One is so good.
Their face one is very good.
So I have I think it's Beauty by Earth. I'll link all of them. We honestly should do, like, I feel like we're very experienced when it comes to any tanning, anything. But I'm trying to go through my old one so that I can, like, do the non-toxic one. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like the color. It's a lotion. That's my only thing. And I feel like lotion can be hit or miss.
When I was in high school, I did use the Jergens.
Really?
Yeah. And I loved it when I was in high school. Like, the tanning glow lotion.
I feel like mine was always so orange on me, but I am so pale.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I was also in high school. So I've come a long way, I must say. And I have eczema. I don't know if you guys know that about me. Fun fact, I got eczema. So my skin be dry. So I don't self-tan because I can't. Because it
absorbs odd?
Yeah, looks very bad. My skin's inflamed. So I get, like, white polka dots on my skin and they don't tan. Like, they won't change color. They'll stay white. So it looks like I look like a lizard. So I don't self-tan. But, yeah. If I have self-tanned in the past, and I've spray tanned a ton, so yeah.
When you
should just do it once a week on a certain night, like the night that you do your everything shower. Say I'm gonna get out and self-tan.
I know I need to do it Sunday nights.
Yeah,
I feel.
Yeah,
but I just did one the night before the party though, so I did it on like Thursday night.
Yeah, because
the
party was Friday night. Your tan looked amazing.
I know my hands were a little weird. One is darker than the other. I don't know what that's about. But I'll leave it on my hands for an hour, and then I wash it off.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I don't want my hands being orange. But one is darker than the other. I don't know what that's about. But should we get into it? I don't have any other updates.
Okay, the party was fun, though? You liked it?
Oh, I didn't even talk. Okay, sorry. I'm done.
Yeah. What'd you guys do? Just eat? Or what was it?
Yeah, so my friend's mom is an interior designer, and she bought this house and then completely gutted it in Farmington. It looks like Kim K's house. It is so beautiful.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Elizabeth Hale's design, if any of you guys are looking for an interior designer, she is so awesome. The house is so beautiful.
Wow.
Her kitchen is, like, is an entire window. And so you can literally just see Lagoon. It's so pretty.
Wow, that's cool.
And, like, at night when Lagoon has all their lights on.
It just is looking into the amusement park?
Well, it's, like, off to the distance. Okay. So it's, like, not up in their stuff. They live up on the mountain.
Okay, which is cool. Nice. That's pretty.
But their house, I'm like, wow. And they're like, bring West over. I'm like,
Wait, so it's her house.
It's her mom's house. But her mom built a apartment in the basement.
So she lives in the basement.
Yeah, but it's like a beautiful apartment. Like like you would think that she just lives in a luxury apartment.
Yeah.
But it's at her mom's house.
Wow, that's so nice.
I know. And she loves it because she grew up in Farmington, so she's like, I gotta stay here, but I don't have to go like find anyways, it's just really nice. And her husband's Ty's cousin.
Oh, cool.
And so I just say she's my sister-in-law because Ty's cousin Mason and him, they're like brothers basically.
Okay, cool.
But he travels a lot. He does summer sales. Mm. So she like gets to basically live with her family when he's gone.
Nice. She has, like, company, so that's very nice.
Which is, yeah, it'll be so nice. And also, she's like, when I have kids, it'll be nice, too. Like,
of course. Just like, have your mom upstairs. Yeah. Literally.
So, but it's beautiful. Yeah, she did a dinner. She made everyone chicken Alfredo. The best salad I've ever had in my whole life.
Really?
Are you a salad girl?
Yeah, I love salad.
Okay. I have to make it for you. She sent me the recipe. And then her sister made this chocolate raspberry cake.
Oh, yum.
Holy.
It was yummy.
I don't like cake.
I know. And it was chocolate.
No. Oh, yeah.
You know, I might like it with raspberry. I love raspberry.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It was so fire. I literally was like, wow. But I'm so glad we went, and everyone on TikTok hated my outfit, but that's fine.
No, you slayed. Don't worry about
it. I know.
It.
I loved it. I was like, well, good. I like it. Good. Which, that's kind of the whole point of this episode.
Which leads us to the topic.
What a great transition, Rachel. I honestly did not do that on purpose, but then the minute it came to my brain, I was like, and now we will be transitioning today's episode topic.
Literally, what a great transition. Yeah, so that brings us into what we're talking about today, which is finding your personal style, tips on doing that, how we've done that, our experiences, what we've learned, and then we're also going to kind of deep dive our lore and our old fashion, like our old fashion sense when we were younger. Ooh. And things that we regret, and yeah.
Things that quite literally haunt me.
Literally, so true.
Went through a weird goth phase for 6 months for no reason. Not actually. I just, like, was a wannabe emo.
Emo, yeah.
Like, why? I was doing too much.
Like this?
Oh. I didn't wear fishnets. Thank freaking goodness.
Yeah, that is...
terrifying.
Terrifying. Okay, but the first thing we're going to talk about is kind of finding your personal style, which kind of was, we talked a lot about finding your passions in the last episode, so this is kind of fun for us to deep dive your personal style and finding what you love to wear.
Yeah, and how to navigate that. And also, the great thing about your style is it's ever-changing because you are also changing so much. Like, we're probably going to roast our younger selves, but, like, that's who we were. I've loved clothes my whole life.
Same.
And, like, I remember loving my outfits, even though they're horrendous to look back on now.
Yeah, totally.
Back then, I was like, I'm eating. And I'm sure in 10 years, I'm going to look back and be like, what were you wearing?
Of course. But it's ever-changing, which is true. It's so nice. And, yeah, we're evolving and learning.
I feel like that's what your 20s are kind of about.
Totally.
You just kind of figure yourself out.
And things come and go. So. Yeah.
But the great thing is now, actually, redact my statement. I think I'll look back and I'll be like, no, that was her.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, it's natural to be a teenager and you're like, what the heck are you wearing?
Yes.
But I feel like I'll look back in my 20s and be like, no, I like all my outfits. Like, they're not crazy. So, I don't know. And that's just like, and that's what I'm working on so hard is like, I think, yes, my style is going to change, but I think I'm like fine-tuning it now.
Yeah, which is good. I think both our styles has just gotten more mature.
Yeah.
With time. Not as trendy, I would say. Not as, like, following the trends as much. Just more mature because we are just older. Like, we're not in high school anymore.
It's still fun to try out a trend. But this was something I was, like, wanting to talk about. It's okay to not participate in a trend.
1,000%. Like, especially if it's not authentic to you. If you feel like this doesn't resonate with you and what you actually like.
Yes. Like, the Y2K trend came and went for me. I was like, have fun. I will not be participating, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And, like, if you do want to do a trend and you don't know how to feel about it, my best advice, so that you don't feel like you're wasting money, is to try to find it at a thrift store, because a lot of my favorite pieces have been from the thrift store, and it was a result of me trying to figure out, like, how to do a trend or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole button-up shirt and everything, you can get so many at the thrift store, and I was like, ooh, I don't know how I feel about this, but I don't want to spend money on it, and, like, hate it and, like, regret it, but that's just, like, my advice, is, like, try to find it in the thrift store.
Just like you said, if you can like fashion and not participate in the fashion trend cycles, like, they come and go so fast these days, like, it's very hard to even keep up with, like 1 minute something's happening and the next minute it's like Chugi, so it's like, you know what I'm saying?
I know, like, for a moment I feel like cheetah print and red, and now it's like, no, butter yellow and like light blue is in now, and I'm just like, I tried the red and I was like, oh, I'm wearing red for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I love the color red, and I didn't know. So, like, I'm grateful for the colors, or, like, I'm grateful for the trend, because a lot of trends show me that I like things that I didn't even know I liked.
Totally.
And then the trend goes, but I still keep them.
Yes.
Like,
they become a staple for you.
Yeah. I'm like, I love platform shoes. I'm so glad that trend happened, because I love my platform shoes. I love the color red. I love the button-ups trends, like, the oversized. I love baggy jeans. Actually, screw you, skinny jeans. What were you doing to me?
Truly, it's so
tragic. I had no business putting on skinny jeans at 7 a.m. and going to school.
Mm-mm.
What the?
Those need to die and never come back. I mean that.
I know.
If
Alex
you ever
Earl,
catch me,
if
no,
you
no,
bring
Alex.
Those back, girl.
No, 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 Alex. I will not be participating. If you catch me in skinny jeans, it's a cry for help. Okay, everybody?
She's not well.
I'm not well if
and
I
it's
wear
probably
skinny
happening
jeans.
During wintertime.
Literally. Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. I just kind of wanted to talk about this week. I listened to Emma Chamberlain's podcast, Anything Goes, and she deep dives the difference between fashionable and stylish. And she really just, like, honestly, I learned a lot listening to her podcast. So 10 out of 10 recommend go listening to that. And something that I thought was super interesting, since we're talking about trend cycles and everything, is something that she said, which is copying or mimicking someone's personal style has become trendy. Whether it's, like, somebody that's wearing, like, chunky jewelry, charm necklaces, they're now trendy.
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, something that makes somebody's style unique, it's, like, now we're copying that, and that's what becomes the trend. Like, the pajama pants, the pinstripe pajama pants, somebody did that and wore them out, and we were, like, oh, that's the style. We're going to all do that, you know? And that's what's trending now. So that's what's kind of hard is, like,
I feel
we're
like
now mimicking people's personal style, which is becoming trends.
Matilda Jerf, which
touchy subject this week.
Rip. But I feel like she is the OG, like, clean girl.
Aesthetic,
and that, the chokehold that had on everybody 2022, 2023 was, like, insane. And Scandinavian style, which, like,
which she, is still in.
Yeah,
I think.
Wait, is she Dutch? Danish?
Yeah. Possibly.
I don't
we
know.
Need to look that
but
up.
like that's her style, because that's who she is.
Literally, that's where she's from.
Yeah, and it's like us in America, we're like, oh, let's copy that. And it's that's like people's aesthetic now is like, oh, what is Matilda Jerf wearing? And it's like, no, what do you like?
Yes. It all goes back to, like, kind of what we talked about last week. It's like, what is authentic to you? What speaks to you? Having a personal style can be hard these days because of all the trends going on. It's honestly hard to navigate. What is my personal style? What do I like? So my advice for this is go into a store, kind of what Rachel said last week. If it's a full body, yes. If you're drawn to it, you love it, you know it will work with things you have in your closet, it's in your colors that you like. If it's a full body, yes, you love it, then that can become part of your personal style. But if it's like, I like it because all these other girls are wearing it and they look cute in it.
Yep.
That's not you, girl. It's like, do you like it because you want to wear it and you'll feel comfortable in it and you feel like it fits you great?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You were talking about colors, and I feel like this was like a thing on TikTok, and it was like, what are my colors?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are you a deep autumn? Are you a spring? Which I do feel like that's helpful because, I mean, there are colors that just wash you out regardless of like your skin tone. And I feel like that's helpful, but it's like, mine was like, don't wear black. And I was like, I love the color black, so screw you. Like, yeah. There are tools that can help you and guide you, but don't feel like that you can't wear something that brings you joy, because that's what matters. To me, my style is what brings me joy.
Exactly.
And what I feel good in.
Comfortable, confident. Yes. And exactly what you're comfortable, and confident in is your personal style. That's what you should wear. So, yeah, if the color is like yellow and you're not necessarily a yellow person, but you love yellow, it makes you happy. If you're comfortable in that sweater, you feel good, wear the sweater, get the sweater. You know what I'm saying?
Who cares if you're...
it's not your exact color? But the thing is, your personal style, if you stay authentic to yourself and you go into these stores and you shop like that, you are gonna see a reoccurring color scheme show up. Like Rachel said, she loves red. So when she goes in and there's three sweaters and one of them's red, she's gonna be drawn to the red one because she likes it on
her. I'm currently wearing red, guys.
Literally. So it will become a staple in your closet, the color red. So your color scheme is gonna start to show.
Yeah, which I will say, like, I didn't have my colors professionally done. I just, like, kind of did the filter, and I do feel like that's what my colors are. And all the colors on there are, like, red and pink. And when I wear them, I do feel like my face has more color, and...
Yeah, totally.
And that's why, guys, little side topic, I was thinking about going brunette. No freaking way. Brunette washes me out. You know what color it told me not to freaking wear? Brown. I'm like, so why would I dye my hair brown?
Yeah.
So... that's another thing. I'm just like, I feel like your hair also plays a big role into your style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both of us are trying to grow our hair out, and I feel like my style is kind of changing. Because for the longest time, I had a bob, and that, to me, was, like, an accessory. So, like, I'm, like...
1,000%.
I'm, like, learning how to style myself with longer hair, because I'm, like, wait, my hair for so long was my accessory. It was, like, oh, you look so cute with, like, a short bob, and that was, like, who I was. Well, now I'm growing it out, and I'm like, oh. So, like, there are so many things that you have control over, because, again, like, I don't have any control over my height or, like, honestly, like, the proportions of my body. I am 90% legs, and I don't have control over that, but I have control over my hair and, like, what I buy and what I get to wear and, like, my makeup and, like, all those things. So it's, like... instead of focusing on what you don't have control over, let's lean into the things you do have control over.
Exactly. And let's choose things that make you feel happy and confident.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, being blonde makes me feel so good. I don't care if everyone's like, your natural hair is going to look best on you.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm a blonde.
Exactly.
That's who I am.
Yes, it is. And I think you should always be blonde. I love you, blonde. Hey, guys. Sorry for the brief intermission, but today's episode is sponsored by Life Season.
Guys, it's winter time. The sun isn't producing as much vitamin D, and if you're living in Utah, it doesn't produce any until February. So we're just going to be sad and upset. But Life Seasons has a hack for you.
Yes, we're so excited. The vitamin D supplement at Life Seasons is a melt. It's lemon flavored. You can take it every morning to make sure you're feeling your best.
Guys, I got my blood work done, and even in the summertime, I'm vitamin D deficient. So I take 5,000 IU. a day, which is just 5 melts. It's perfect. I just pop them in and go on with my day, and I'm feeling so good. And if you want 15% off, you can use the code R&R15. We'll link it in the show notes, and we'll make sure to put it on our Shop My.
We love Life Seasons, and we know you will too. Thanks so much. Another thing that I wrote down is personal. This is personal to me. I would rather have my own personal style that is like me to its core or unique to me, rather than having to participate in all these trends that come and go and come and go so fast that I can barely keep up with it. It's honestly exhausting. It's too much work, and I don't have time to do it.
Now it's like micro trends.
Yes.
And I'm like,
and it's like,
holy.
Who can be the most micro trend? It's literally like micro trend boss. Like, it's,
those memes on TikTok are so funny to me.
It's,
and it's
like
micro trend boss.
How many micro trends can you do? The final boss. Like, literally, I'm like,
I know.
I can't even think about that anymore. Like, I'm just going to wear what's comfortable, what makes me happy. I don't care if it's baggy pants and a baggy sweater and you can't see what I look like underneath. I don't care, because I'm comfortable and I'm happy and I feel confident and I'm going with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I will say, if you're like, okay, but I don't, like, you have no direction truly about your style, or you're just wanting to start over, this was something that helped me. And I know not everyone's going to agree with this, but this girl on TikTok, Allison Bornstein, talked about the three-word theory when it comes to your fashion. And she says it applies to a lot of celebrities, and those are the people I feel like we're mimicking their outfits because we're like, it looks so good on them, but then it doesn't look good on you, and you're like, what? And it's like kind of the three-word theory. So I did this, and I'm excited to talk about it, but you basically, you pull your favorite pieces from the closet, and then you describe them in two words. Which mine were minimal and kind of sporty-ish, like lounge-ish. She also has a word bank, and we can post this on our stories the day this comes out. But then for your third word, you do your dream style. And for me, what I like love seeing on other people, and I try to do myself, is kind of like this edgy, I love the leather, I love like a chunky boot and shoe. So my three words were minimal, sporty, and edgy. And I was going back and I went through and looked at all of the outfits that I were like, this, I felt so good in this outfit. I was thinking about my Thanksgiving outfit, a Gap white sweater with some baggy jeans, which I feel like is very minimal. And then I had some Doc Marten platform loafers, which I feel like is kind of edgy. And then I was wearing kind of sportier glasses and I was wearing this like headband, which kind of felt edgy to me too. And I was like, well, no wonder I loved that outfit. It had my three favorite things, like aspects of the three favorite things in it. And if you feel like, well, how do I add all three of those words into an outfit? Accessories are your best friends, because it was the headband, it was the glasses, it was the jewelry I was wearing that really helped me with, like, I feel like every outfit to its core is going to be minimal.
Totally.
But I really do feel like all my favorite pieces are minimal because I can add on to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm drawn to like a very basic sweater, very basic baggy jeans.
Totally.
But you were saying though that you don't like being put.
Yes, I was telling Rach because she sent me the three-word theory and I was like, I love this, but it also seems very daunting to me to pick three words that exactly describe who I am, because one day I could be super girly. And the next day I could look like a boy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't like to put myself in this box and be like, you have to wear the, if it's not in these three words, then it's not your, true to yourself or your style. When I'm just like, well, some days I want to wear a dress. And then other days I want to wear jeans and a baggy shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like very hard for me to like put myself in the box and choose the three words. It seems daunting, but I know I do need to go. This is how you find your true style. And it is one of my goals for 2025 is to figure out what I actually like and be authentic to myself. So,
and you can do more. You can do more than three words. But she was just, what I feel like was helpful for me to figure mine out was, honestly, I set the word bank to some of my friends and I was like, what words do you feel like describe me? And all of them unanimously were like, I feel like you feel more like yourself when there's a little bit of edginess, sportiness, and minimalism in it. Because something about me, I'm not trying to do too much. I'm not going to wear, like, a cinched belt. I'm not going to be wearing something crazy all the time. The core of my outfit is very minimal.
Yes.
I'm also a mom, I feel like. But I've always felt that way. My advice would be, though, reach out to your friends.
Yes.
Do, like, a fun little activity and be like, guys, I need
Let's
help.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Let's pull out my favorite pieces. Ask your friends. Send the word bank to them. Be like, how would you describe me? These are kind of the direction I'm going. And, like, have your friends help you, because I feel like sometimes they know me better than I do.
Yes.
So.
Totally. Yeah, that's a great idea. Ask your friends. Another tip I have is focusing on quality over quantity when you're shopping. Find stuff that you truly feel like fits your body and it's, like, a full body yes. And those will become your staples. And, like, stuff that you're actually excited to wear. That's another thing. Like, stuff that you're excited to put on your body and you could be, like, I could wear this every single day. I could put this on every single day and love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not meaning like these things have to be expensive. Like the most expensive white t-shirt because you need a plain white tee and it needs to be a staple. That's not what I mean. I just mean something that is going to fit you good. That you are going to like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like where with washing it over time, it's not going to get dingy. It's not going to like,
Pill,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? I'm saying find a shirt that fits you well, that's not itchy, that's not, you know, all those things, the cult, you like the neckline, you like the sleeve, where it hits you, it's flattering on you. That's what I mean by quality over quantity, like finding a good quality piece that you're going to love rather than having 10 different white t-shirts to
that you're
kind
of iffy on.
Yeah,
which,
that you're like,
if you're,
eh.
If you're looking for a good white t-shirt, Maddie Murphy, The Bad Broadcast, did a whole series on
yes
the white t-shirt, and mm-hmm. she tried on a ton. And I
and lots of people on TikTok have done that too. Yeah. So go there, and look
TikTok
that up.
TikTok is such a good resource, mm-hmm. but it also can be your worst enemy because
truly
it is the place for micro trends.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, if you are completely lost, go check out Allison Bornstein. I follow her just because she gives really good tips. And she also goes through, like, celebrities and is like, I feel like these are their three words. And I don't know. I feel like that's just helpful.
Yeah, totally.
But it's just kind of like pick and choose mm-hmm. what you feel. Like, if you're like, this is overwhelming, this is daunting, like you're saying,
yeah.
then don't. And just maybe you just go through and be like, I feel like here are 10 words. Here are my guidelines for this.
Yeah.
Like, what do you really care about? Do you care about comfort? Do you care about looks? Do you want a cinched, like, waist? Or do you not care about, like, your form? Another thing that I absolutely hate when it comes to fashion is, like, dress for your body type. No, that's not fun.
Yeah.
Like, my body type is very much so an hourglass, but I don't want to be wearing that all the
stuff. Every day, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not trying to wear a Skims bodycon something every single day.
Yeah.
No, thank
too
you.
Too much.
But
sometimes you need to be comfy.
Yeah. There are aspects of that that is like, okay, if you have long legs, then a flare pant is going to look really good on you. Or, like, if you have a short torso, crop shirts are probably going to look good on you. And, like, there's a lot of tips out there that I feel like are helpful. It's like, don't have your shirt end where you are the widest if you're looking to feel like a very flattering, like, look for your body type. But if you're just like, no, I'm just doing this for the baggy look, then that's perfect.
Yeah, totally. And this is kind of like a parallel, I feel like fashion is. It's the same thing with dating. It's yeah. like hard to find a high quality partner, right? That
yeah.
checks all your boxes that you like. It's the same thing with a shirt or pants or jeans or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Finding something that fits you good, all the check boxes that
perfect
you need.
Perfect color, yes.
Exactly. It's just like dating, but when you find the match, it's like amazing, and you're like, where has this been all my life?
Yeah.
Literally. It's like finding the perfect pair of jeans, the perfect shirt. It's just like
so
dating.
So are you saying, like, date your wardrobe?
Literally.
If it's not working for you, bye.
Bye.
Get goodbye. Rid of it. Let's
this
get rid of it.
This is perfect timing for New Year's. Let's go through our closets truly. And say bye-bye to stuff that is not serving us.
Well, I also heard the best hack. If you look at influencers and if you look at celebrities and all that stuff and you're like, how come I own the same pair of jeans and they don't fit me the way that they do? Girlfriend, they're getting them altered. Ty and I started altering our clothes this year. The most life-changing thing ever. Him and I are built completely opposite. So he is all torso and has, like, shorter legs, and I am all legs, no torso. So most pants, he hated jeans because he hated the way they looked on him. He's like, there's so much at the bottom. They're too baggy for me. And he has, like, thicker thighs, too. He started getting them altered, and he's like, oh, wait, I love them.
Wait, do you have recommendations?
I mean,
In Utah?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, amazing. I need to get a dress altered for January.
You should. It's really cheap.
Okay, amazing.
So, like, for example, Gap just sent me a bunch of clothes, and they sent Tyler some jeans. And I'm like, cool, those are free. And I think it's $12. But in the long run, this is why I say, like what you were saying, buy a high-quality item and invest in your clothes. This is what I'm talking about. If you love it or you see the potential and you're like, I love the color. It's just a little too weird on, like, the gapping on the back of my jeans.
Yes.
That happens to me with every pair of jeans.
Yes.
Going and get them altered. Or being like, hey, can you release the hem? I need it just, like, an inch longer. And working with someone who does alterations, they're like, I think this would look best on you. Or, like, they know. So I'm like, $12 might seem excessive, but it's like, well, this is my mentality, and I don't know if this is toxic or not, but I'm like, I want to wear something to where it only cost me $1 a wear. Like,
totally.
I've worn it enough to where it cost me $1 a wear. So I do
totally.
This with, like, my shoes. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go spend $200 on my Doc Marten loafers, but I've worn them probably 200 plus times, so it only cost me $1 to wear. If you are not going to wear an item enough to where it only costs you $1 to wear, then you don't want it.
Truly.
Like, then go thrift it.
Yep.
100%. And that's, like, my biggest thing. I tell that to Ty all the time. I'm like, I don't care about spending the money, but if you're not going to wear it enough to where it only costs you $1 a wear or less, then it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mentality. So
that's
I'm like,
smart. That's smart.
Like, at the thrift store, prices are so expensive lately, but I'm like, I'll still get this down to be like a dollar a wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I love it.
That was like,
so you need to drop your recommendation for alterations.
Yeah. Because hold on. Let me look her up real quick.
Because I need to get a dress altered, and I have a pile of stuff I need to get altered that I'm like, I want to wear this and I love it, but it doesn't fit me the exact way I need it to. So I need to go get it altered. And that's such a good tip. Get your stuff altered. Sometimes the world of social media is very overwhelming. I know I feel this very often, especially because it's my job. I'm constantly bombarded with so much media. It's honestly daunting. And there's so many, like we've said, trends are coming and going, especially on TikTok these days. The micro trends come and are gone the next day. So sometimes it's really awesome to tune that out, turn a blind eye to that, log off, and tune into your internal instincts and be like, does this speak to me? Is it what I really love? You know what I'm saying? I think that's the greatest thing we can do to find our personal style, especially in today's world with trends coming and going so often. Truly log off, sit down, meditate, say a prayer. I don't know, whatever you like to do. Say a prayer, meditate, whatever it is. Then take a deep breath, listen to yourself, go to the store, listen to yourself. Is this what I truly like? Do I hate this? Don't listen to anybody else's influence. None of that. Who cares about their opinion? What's your opinion?
What do you like?
Truly.
And
name of the episode, what do you like?
But it's like, you're like, okay, Anne, like, that's your advice. It is.
Because truly, that's my advice.
Earlier this year, I feel like I was doing things just so that people on TikTok would think it's cool, because I like making little fit checks on TikTok. And then I was like, this looks bad on me. Like, I look back and I'm like, I am not glowing. I'm not eating in this. This is not for me. Also, the alterations place, I found it.
Okay,
it's
perfect.
Called Alterations by Lilia. It's like across the street from Trader Joe's in Orem.
Okay, send it to me.
I will.
Because I'm going to go this week and drop off my dress.
Okay.
Can I like go try it on in front of her?
So what you do is you put it on in front of her. She pulls out her pins and she like,
yep.
You tell her where to put it.
I need it hemmed and taken in on the side.
Yeah. And this is, we'll talk about this on our next episode, because we're going to be talking about our New Year's resolutions. I want to get good at sewing. I think that is the most bad A skill you can have. Especially as a thrifter. Because a lot of the times I'll thrift something.
Doesn't fit.
The potential and I'm like, I want to go get this altered. And I'm like, if I could do it myself. And
Shout out to Nelly. That's what she does with all her clothes. She knows how to sew. She's a master seamstress. No. She thrifts them and then she makes, like, this is a core memory. She thrifted the cutest yellow dress. I think it was yellow. Yellow, pink, I don't remember. She was like curating her Europe outfits when she went to Europe, which was also a sleigh. And she thrifted the cutest dress. But it was, like, a little too long to where it was awkward. Like, it needed to be a little bit shorter to be cute. You know, those dresses?
Mm-hmm.
She totally hems it up. Cutest dress ever. So, it's such a slay. Learning how to sew is such a slay. So, shout out to Nelly. I know you're listening.
Love you, sis. No, literally, it's the coolest thing. Or just knowing how to make clothes. Like, you go buy fabric at Hobby Lobby and then you're just all of a sudden wearing pants. I'm like, hello? Yeah,
literally, I know. It's so cool.
So that is like one of my goals, is to get stuff altered, because truly you might not like something because of the way it looks on you, and then you'll get it altered and you're like, cool, this is my go-to. I feel this way more so. I feel like shirts are very forgiving.
Yeah.
I feel this way about pants.
Pants, 1,000%. And dresses, I feel like hemming and taking them in a little bit.
I know. I want to try it out. I'm a nightgown girly. I've always been a nightgown girly rather than like a PJ set.
Mm-hmm.
In a perfect world, I would sleep naked every night, but I have an 18-month-old who runs into my room, so I can't do that anymore. But I wear nightgowns, and some of them are just kind of like a weird length. Like, I love going to bed in a cute outfit, and so I'm going to try it out. I'm saying this on here, so, like, hold me accountable, guys. In the new year, after the holidays, when I'm in my winter blues, I've been packing up. I've been piling up projects to do so that I have something to do in the new year. I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
I'm going to send it and try to do it. I feel like hemming isn't terrible.
Yes, I think you could learn how to do it. Totally. I have faith in you.
Do you have a sewing machine?
I used to. I sold it. I don't anymore. I got one for Christmas.
I got one for Christmas literally last year because I told Tyler that I was going to sew this year. And I sewed Wes 2 pairs of shorts, and okay, that's so all I did.
At least you did something.
I know.
My last piece of advice for fashion is honor your weird ideas. Yes. That's how you find your true personal style, is by honoring your weird ideas. Whether you go into a store and you really like the piece and you're like, what do you think about this? You're with your friend, your mom, your sister, whoever. What do you think about this? And they're like, I don't get it. They don't have to get it, okay?
As long as
follow
you get
your
it.
Follow your
That's what
instincts.
Makes you cool. Mm-hmm. Is the difference. Is the people who I want to be like are the ones who are standing out.
Yeah, they don't care what other people think.
They're like, I think this is cool. That mm-hmm. was me, which, again, I know it's not revolutionary, but I wore a headband to Thanksgiving, and I was, like, nervous about it, but I was like, no, this is cool. And I loved it. I loved every single picture with it on, and that's me honoring kind of, like, a weird idea. And I've actually been doing a lot with bandanas lately, and I feel like they look so cute. Even though there's not, like, a specific person or a specific pin, it's just me and my brain that I'm like, oh, this is cool. So
I love a bandana.
I know. I'm just like, and I wore it kind of like a motorcyclist would.
I love it. I used to wear those all the time.
Yeah, I think they look so cute, so cool. Cute. And, like, even yesterday, I went and did a photo shoot for my friend's brand, and I was supposed to be the nerd, and so I wore some, like, knee-high socks with my loafers, and
it was so cute.
I wore, like, a pinstripe button-up, and then I added a tie, and it's not something I would have usually worn, but it was so cool, and I was like, I wish I had somewhere to actually wear this to, because I loved it.
Yeah.
So
you can wear it to the grocery store.
Literally.
You can wear anything.
I feel
anywhere.
Like I could, that's safe at Trader Joe's, but I don't think I could wear that to Walmart. People
yes,
would be
you
like,
can. Who cares? This is literally
a Walmart.
It
I'm
does.
Scared. First of all, I don't step foot into a grocery store unless it's Trader Joe's. We know this.
Yeah.
Walmart pickup for life.
Seriously true. I'm like,
wait,
grocery
no,
store.
Walmart delivery for life.
I get that delivered.
Yeah.
But literally, you can wear that anywhere.
If you guys have any other hacks that you feel like has helped to define your style, or if you have any questions, feel free to DM us or comment on the actual episode, on our Instagram post, whatever. We love hearing from you guys.
Truly.
And I'm sure there's things that we're totally missing that you're probably screaming at us about.
Yes, totally.
So just, we love feedback.
Yep, give us all the feedback. I think that's all we have, though, for today. We yapped our little hearts out, so thanks so much for listening, guys.
And
we love
happy
you.
Holidays.
Yes. Almost Christmas. Christmas is literally next week.
Yeah.
Also, we're not putting out an episode for Christmas, but enjoy your holidays. We hope you spend it with loved ones and you have an amazing time. We love you all.
We'll
and
see you for New Year's, yes. though. We are going to release a New Year's episode, but thank you so much for relaxing and rewinding with us, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.